Welcome to the show. Wow. Wow. National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Wow. RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Here we are. We are back. What a day. This has been, so many developments. So since we last met, since we were last chatting, actually, it might have been while we were chatting, and I just wasn't aware of it. But Attorney General Jeff Sessions was asked to submit his letter of resignation, and he did, and he's gone. And his chief of staff, not his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, but his chief of staff, a McWhirter, somebody, a big guy with a shaved head, don't know much about him yet. I, other than Trump likes him and he likes Trump. Trump has a acting attorney general who's on his side. Now, I think Jeff Sessions was on his side, but he did have a major blunder early on by recusing himself, which was ridiculous. I mean, what? He had, as senators are prone to do, he had talked to a foreign ambassador at like a Georgetown cocktail party or something. This is what senators and ambassadors do, is they talk to each other. Big deal. But based on that, he allowed himself to be bullied into recusing himself from anything having to do with the Trump campaign. Very stupid thing to do, and it opened the door to Rod Rosenstein launching this investigation, which was partly justified by, or partly, the justification was partly that Donald Trump had fired Comey. And of course, whose advice did he fire Comey on? Well, Rod Rosenstein had written a memo justifying the dismissal of Comey, and then launches an open-ended witch hunt investigation into the president for having done so. Wow, how Talmudic can you get? So, today is a day I'll be taking callers. I invite callers. It is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. So, we could talk about Rod Rosenstein. More things have happened. A shooting in Thousand Oaks, California, an all-white little enclave outside of Los Angeles. Of course, we know Southern California is becoming largely Hispanic, but it was at a bar, I guess a country music bar. And, you know, I'm looking at my globe right now, my handy-dandy globe, and you look at Los Angeles and you look at Las Vegas, they're not that far away. Just a drive through the desert, what, maybe 4 hours, 3.5 hour drive from the desert. What happened last year in Las Vegas? Oh yeah, a bunch of country music, white country music fans got shot up. 50 or so were killed, and of course thousands more were terrorized and, you know, ran screaming for the few exits there were, many of whom apparently were at this country music pub or bar or whatever it was that got shot up. But of course, the whatever happened with that investigation into the Las Vegas shooting? Oh, I remember. The FBI allowed the shooter's home, like a day or two later, to be burglarized. Wow, what a coincidence. That was very, you know, I'm not a conspiratorial type of person, but I will say there sure are a lot of unanswered questions about that Las Vegas shooting last year. And I invite anybody who keeps up on these things, who can give a good detailed explanation of what happened last year, and please do. I have heard that the shooter last year, whose name slipped my mind. Why does it slip my mind? Because the whole thing has gone down the memory hole. We don't hear anything about it anymore. And that shooter had a, I guess, some live-in girlfriend from the Philippines who was allowed apparently to leave the country. Do I have this right? I think I do. And there are even reports, which I haven't followed up on, but that she herself was an FBI informant or something. She had some links to the FBI. It's strange. I don't know. I'm not saying it was an inside job. I'm not saying it was a false flag. But who knows? The guy could have been a fall guy. Who knows? The whole thing was strange, and we never got answers. Did we? I don't think so. We didn't get answers. And now there's this Thousand Oaks shooting. Now, oh, by the way, today is Thursday. Monday of this week, Monday, was the one-year anniversary of the shooting of a church in Texas. Was 26 people died, something like that. Somebody who didn't like Christians went into a church and shot it up. Where was it? I don't remember. Why don't I remember? Because they don't report on this, all right? The synagogue shooting, which had 11 victims, do you think we're going to not hear anything about it for the next year? Like this church shooting with the 26 or whatever? I don't even remember how many it was. I had even forgotten it had occurred until somebody reminded me. No, on the one-year anniversary of the synagogue shooting, well, I'm sure we'll be hearing about it. So it's all strange. And I'm not saying these shootings don't take place. I don't know. But I think for the most part, most of this stuff is probably more or less as it appears. But here's the thing. There are... When you have a lot of shootings that are going to happen anyway, and that's my assumption, is that there's a lot of shootings that are actually going on. If you wanted to slip in something that was planned where there's a patsy or a fall guy, it certainly, if you have a lot of shootings anyway, it does create opportunities for this type of mischief, if you want to say. Setting up somebody, what do you call it, inciting somebody, manipulating somebody, getting a patsy, who knows? I don't know. And my main complaint at this point is that something like the Las Vegas shooting, that it just drops off the radar screen without any kind of resolution. How is that? How did that happen? There's no resolution to it. It just falls off the radar screen. So there's that. If you want to call, talk about that. We also have breaking news today about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has fallen and broken her ribs. She's in her 80s. I'm not exactly sure how old she is, but she's well in her 80s. She looks very frail. There's every likelihood that, a lot of people, older people break their ribs and they're out of action for a while and then they come back. Well, here's the thing. The court is in session now. Is she going to be well enough to... attend the sessions? Is she going to have a stay in the hospital but not relinquish her seat on the bench? Is she going to retire? Who knows? But we'll find out. That is breaking news. So there's all sorts of stuff. And of course, I talked at great length yesterday about Donald Trump's press conference, which I thought was completely awesome. I haven't gone through the whole thing yet because I'm a busy beaver, but there's certainly a lot that was interesting there. And, the interaction between Donald Trump and the reporters, he's standing up for himself in a way that no other president did, or no other president had to, let's face it. I mean, he's treated very, very differently, and he's not buckling under. And you think back Is this a good comparison? You can tell me. You think back to that tape of Richard Nixon talking to Billy Graham. And Richard Nixon had a notoriously poor relationship with the press, and they eventually did him in. They eventually ousted him, and I was all for it at the time. But in retrospect, looking back, I think Richard Nixon was treated very unfairly. But he had that recording with Graham, Billy Graham, and acknowledging that, you know, Jews have all this power. I can't remember the exact quotation. And that they're ruining the United States. And Billy Graham said something about, you know, he confirmed it, and Richard Nixon said, yeah, I believe it too, but I can't say anything. Well, of course, Donald Trump doesn't say anything about Jews or Jewish power, but he does attack, he takes on the press, and I'm not saying Richard Nixon didn't take on the press. You know, Richard Nixon talked about a silent majority, which was really contrasted with the press and the noisy press and other elites. But the combativeness, the feistiness, the willingness to really take a stand by Donald Trump is certainly unprecedented. You couldn't really imagine Nixon doing that. Nixon telling a reporter, "You're a rude and terrible person, and CNN should be ashamed of having you work for them." And indeed, now his Jim Acosta's press credentials or his White House credentials have been taken from him, so he won't be able to do his job as White House correspondent. Who knows? CNN might reward him with his own talk show. Who knows? We'll see how that works out. But it wasn't just Jim Acosta. He was standing up to other reporters, telling the black woman from the Urban Radio Network, I think that's what it is, just sit down, I'm not calling you, sit down. When somebody tried to give a defense of Jim Acosta as being a very diligent reporter, President Trump said, "Look, I'm not a fan of yours either. Okay, I'm not so crazy about you either." A different black, you know, overweight black female reporter from PBS by the name of Yamiche Alcindor asked a question, really a stupid low IQ question, and I'm sorry, but it was. Saying, "You said you're a nationalist. That means you're a white nationalist." And Trump just cut off and said, "That's a very racist question." And he defends himself, but without strictly being on the defensive. He goes on the offensive, telling the CNN reporter that CNN reports so much fake news, telling the black reporter from PBS that her question is racist. Wow. Can you imagine that? You know, every now and then, you can think back to Bill Clinton. Every now and then, Bill Clinton, he ambushed a function by Jesse Jackson and called out a rap singer. What was her name? Sister Souljah or something. Called out a rap singer at a Jesse Jackson event. And I guess that was when he was running for president. Maybe he wasn't president yet. But you know, that was very, very calculated. It was very calculated and of course very insincere because he became president and, you know, he would talk about illegal immigration and whatnot in his famous 1994, State of the Union address. He talked about it, but when you get down to it, he would just blow whichever the way the wind was going. And whatever you want to say about Donald Trump, I don't think he's blowing whichever way the wind is going. I do think he falls under pressure, comes under pressure, and sometimes buckles under the pressure. But that's different. And he's, you know, he's got his, not just his political survival, but he's, you know, he faces the prospect that, oh, they would love to lock him up. And they would say turnabout is fair play. Now, he's people at his rallies chant lock her up about Hillary, but he hasn't made any moves to lock her up. He doesn't have an investigation of her financial dealings or anything going on. So he's not, you know, they'll accuse him of locking up political enemies just because of chants at his rallies, but he hasn't made any moves to lock anybody up. But it's very, very plausible that this is what they would do. So we're entering, well, we will be entering a new era on January 3rd with the expanded majority in the Senate, allowing President Trump to get through appointments that would not get through otherwise, and perhaps an appointment that is a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That would be interesting. But actually, over the next 7 weeks or so, we have this lame duck session where there is still a Republican majority in the House of Representatives, although it's a red conservative majority and not an orange majority. But still, is there a one of the questions at the press conference yesterday, which is very interesting, and that's why I'm trying to get through the whole thing. One of the questions was, will you use this lame duck session to get appropriations for funding the wall? And of course, that is a possibility. He's faced obstruction from within his own party up until now. Does he have enough political capital right now that he could pressure a lame duck session under Paul Ryan? Could he pressure them to appropriate some money for a wall? Probably not. Will he try? I don't know. Let's see. It would be very interesting. But then after the first of the year, then we've got this whole new ball game. And again, there's the... He put out kind of an olive branch, a very conditional olive branch to Nancy Pelosi, saying, well, you know, there's things we can work on together, infrastructure. He said prescription drugs. They could work on healthcare together. Both... The Democrat side and the Republican side have unrealistic ideas about health care. We'll see what happens. But, of course, it's conditional, and it's conditional on them not investigating him. And he said, look, if they are going to start investigating me, there's no way that we can sit across a negotiating table while they're trying to destroy me. We can't do it. That's a game. And if they want to investigate me, then we've got the Senate. We can investigate them. Of course, he's also got the Justice Department, which he didn't mention. He finally has the Justice Department. So we'll see what happens. We are about to go to break. And again, my number... What?
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And today is Thursday. I am taking calls. It is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Now, so going into next year, President Trump has said that he's willing to, you know, work with Nancy Pelosi on some things, health care, for instance. But it's dependent on not having this, you know, these investigations aimed at overthrowing him. And there was an article out from, I believe it's Reuters News, and it's based on polling research, and it shows that, yeah, there's two things that the Democrats really, the Democratic voters wanted. One was an improvement in the healthcare system. Well, you know, the thing is, a lot of Democratic voters, they're on Obamacare or Medicaid, and things are actually working pretty well for them. But and the people that it's really not working well for are more likely to be the Trump voters, who are more middle income, who aren't getting the giant subsidies from Obamacare, who are working, they're not on Medicaid. But that be as it may, the other thing that the Democratic voters want is Trump's impeachment. And a lot of the new candidates who were running specifically on a platform of impeaching Trump. And it's just amazing how much sentiment there is out there among, you know, all sorts of people, even a lot of white suburbanites. And people have been very, very gaslit into thinking that, you know, Trump is, well, you listen to talk radio, local talk radio, not Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, but the local talk radio stations, and everybody's acting, so many people are acting as if the president is, you know, somehow he's becoming a dictator. I mean, he barely has control over his own administration, and maybe to say barely has control, no, he doesn't really even have control over his own administration. So he's hardly a dictator. He faces opposition from his cabinet secretaries. He'll say he wants to do something regarding, you know, withdrawing troops from this place or that place, and next thing you know, Mattis is saying, no, we can't do that. We'll see. He's got to get rid of a lot of people around him and replace them. And Sessions wouldn't have necessarily been the first place to start, although the big advantage now is that Rod Rosenstein is no longer in charge of this Russia investigation. I would have preferred the first victim to be Kirstjen Nielsen, and then you could move Jeff Sessions over there, because at least Jeff Sessions, compared to other people in the cabinet, is working for Trump and seems to share Trump's views, at least on immigration. And Jeff Sessions could certainly have done a better job than Kirstjen Nielsen there. And that would have, and you wouldn't even have to have, I don't think you would have to have Jeff Sessions get Senate confirmation even. It could be, he could move right over, because I think his Senate confirmation from Attorney General, if he's moving sideways in the cabinet, I don't believe he needs it. I could be wrong there. But anyway, now you've got this acting Attorney General, and that's good. And it makes Rod Rosenstein more or less irrelevant. Hopefully he'll be fired soon. We'll see. And it's, here's something that's amazing, is you've got Chuck Schumer, who really looks like he was the model for the Happy Merchant meme. And Chuck Schumer is there saying that if, you know, anything happens to the Mueller probe, it will provoke a constitutional crisis. And you hear this repeated over and over by the people on, say, local talk radio. And how does it provoke a constitutional crisis? What in the Constitution are they trying to refer to? What in the Constitution says that a sitting president has to have a unlimited, unending investigation against him? There's nothing there. There's no reason. There's nothing about special prosecutors, special counselors in the Constitution. It's not something that's in the Constitution. And of course, the appointment of the prosecutor, the whole premise for the appointment was a hoax. Russian hacking of the elections? I mean, come on. Okay, we'll be right back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
National Bugle Radio. I'm Patrick Slattery. I'm taking calls. The number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. So the two top priorities the Democratic voters had were health care and impeaching Trump. Well, here's the thing. They're completely mutually exclusive, really. Trump actually would be willing to negotiate, to make deals with the Democrats on health care, which might be a good thing, depends. And but, of course, impeachment, if they're going to be pursuing impeachment, all bets are off. So this becomes the question, and Trump was explicit about it. He was saying, you know, if they're going to be launching investigations, Duke can play at that game. And when asked specifically, would he be able to work with them if they're investigating him? He said, no, he won't. So they really have a choice, and we're just going to have to see how the Democrats decide to play this. And you've got all these new Democrats, some of whom were elected specifically on, you know, a very radical agenda, and others who, you know, people like Connor Lamb, who was elected in a special election, a very heavily covered special election earlier this year, but reelected this past Tuesday, ran specifically to the middle. Some Democrats in their ads were distancing themselves, not just from the radical Democrats, but even from their Nancy Pelosi, and from Maxine Waters. So it'll be interesting. You are getting this phenomenon that I call political realignment, that is known as political realignment. And this was another interesting aspect of President Trump's press conference yesterday. Actually, I guess it was the preamble. He gave a maybe 15-minute 15-minute talk before accepting questions. And what was very interesting in that was that he was specifically calling out candidates, including incumbent Congress people who lost, congressmen who lost, people like Mia Love in Utah, saying she had, you know, she didn't show President Trump any love. And what happened? She lost, and called out a whole number of candidates who lost their seats or lost their attempts to get a seat because they distanced themselves from them. Okay, let's go to George from Greece. George, welcome to the show.
And good morning, Dr. Slattery, and thanks for having me on. Well, okay. I'm going for the big picture today again. I think that what's happening now is a dead end for the United States, for white interests in the United States. Unless the culture of critique becomes the absolute Bible of white people within the United States, unless people all across the states become Jew-wise to the maximum, it's going to be a dead end for the United States. Ramsey Paul had a video very recently, his latest one, named The U.S. is Screwed. He describes how in all scenarios, under all scenarios, demographics are going to be playing a crucial role in undermining the white element within the United States, and it's pretty much the end of America. Even if illegal immigration is stopped, even if legal immigration is stopped, even if a wall is built at the southern border, America will not be able to recover this demographic tsunami. So it's looking pretty bleak from my point of view right now. And Richard Spencer is a brilliant mind. Mm-hmm. Richard Spencer is an underestimated and ridiculed by many elements within the alt-right person that is actually extremely brilliant. He's describing the United States as a corporation, a financial corporation that has no real identity vis-a-vis the European nation states, where you have real nations with thousands of years traditions. And a real legitimacy in the historical sense. The United States is a mix of white nations with no real identity and historical memory. Okay, I'm not saying that. It's Richard Spencer is saying that, and he's describing the United States as a finance, as a corporation, as a means of making money, as a geographical entity that's there to make money. And who is the United States making money for? It's making money for the banking system that's under Jewish control. And how do they do that? Well, there's the military. The military is the actual enforcer of the United States military is enforcing this very bleak reality. The military is enforcing, is keeping alive this monstrosity that is United States core, and the military is going to go on being there no matter what, even if the Federal Reserve goes down, even if the Rothschilds go down, the military is going to stand there having their best interest in mind, I mean the banking systems. So Richard Spencer, who's underestimated, people should listen to Richard Spencer. He's talking about post-Americanism. He's talking about a place where whites would have to gather and claim the land and make a state of their own. This is not working anymore. I mean, going American these days is like being behind these financial venture of Jewish interests that has the military as its spearhead, and it's not going to work for our interests in the long run. However, he also, in a recent interview on YouTube, he also described that he also mentioned that once whites go down, once the West goes down, the Jews will go down. This is exactly what I've been talking about for years now. Is the diaspora going to destroy Israel, or Israel is going to destroy the diaspora? Israel is there because of the diaspora. They would have no way of surviving whatsoever unless if it was not for the diaspora Jew. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Kevin MacDonald also mentioned that fact, that there is a growing rift between Israel and the diaspora Jews. So,
Here's a question.
Yes.
So, okay, Israel needs the diaspora Jews. Do the diaspora Jews need Israel? That's question one. And then part B of that question is, do they think they need Israel? Some of them might not really need Israel, but they might be so paranoid to think that we need a refuge next time they try to Holocaust 6 million of us, and so we need
That's the $1 million question, Dr. Slattery. Diaspora Jews are romantic people. They believe that Israel is the fulfillment of their 2,000-year-old return to the homeland dream. They feel that Israel is the embodiment of their metaphysical way of their metaphysical essence. Not all of them. Some of them are extremely liberal, and they will stick to internationalism. But a part of the diaspora will go on supporting Israel no matter what. And we all pretty much see the results of this kind of mentality. So, Israel now is looking at the results of completely out of control support that they're receiving from diaspora Jews in the United States, and they see that they're being destroyed. The whole world is turning against the Jew. As a Jew, no matter if if they're Zionists or they're liberal or I don't know what, everybody's turning against the concept of the Jew, and Israel is now taking notice of that. And there's a growing rift between the diaspora Jews and Israel, but there are diaspora liberal Jews that will support Israel no matter what because of their upbringing within the synagogues and the Jewish school. They have bought into this fairy tale of the chosen people, and it's becoming mainstream within the Christian evangelicals for another reason, of course, on their part. But it's becoming mainstream.
Okay.
These are facts that have to be discussed. The culture of critique has to become the Bible. It's a scientific book. It's a scientific book. There's no romanticism or fairy tales within that book. It's bare facts, and people have to take notice of that book.
Okay. Those are all really important points. I'm glad you've called up. In fact, I wish you'd called earlier, the first half of the show. We could have had more time to talk about it. But, regarding the idea of like a truncated ethnostate for white people, unless it's by way of a Trumpian recapturing of the whole American state, the whole United States, and then ejecting certain regions or certain states on our own terms, kind of the way what happened in Russia, in Soviet Union, Russia, it's a little different there. unless it was that way. I mean, otherwise, a rump, like a secessionist white homeland, well, what does it leave behind? It leaves behind an anti-white United States with nuclear arms and the ability to completely annihilate the new white homeland. That makes, to me, no sense. I'm going to bring on Jeremy in just a second, but why don't Jeremy, you join us right now? And here's the point I'm going to be making in an upcoming book. I've written most of it already. Pure, like, ethnic nationalism, white nationalism, pure white nationalism faces the kind of demographic problems that I think Ramsey Paul would have been referring to, because we're heading into a stage where white people, as currently defined, are going to be a minority. And the civic nationalism that Donald Trump seems to represent, although there's probably something behind that, or Tucker seems to represent, can garner the numbers, but can it deliver a victory that is worth winning? You know, that's so civic nationalism doesn't deliver a victory, because it's going to be, yeah, a victory of an America that's not really our America anymore. And white nationalism, pure ethnic nationalism, a victory of a small ethnic state that's going to be annihilated. But I do think that there is some mixture of the two that could be a real substantial victory. Jeremy, what do you think? Are you with us, Jeremy?
I'm here. I did the boomer mute thing. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. And I'm glad to be talking with George from Greece again. Let me hit my opinion on that real quick, is that, yeah, you're right. As to George's point that the military is the strong arm for this Jewish power, how can we then take back our homeland, America, you know, without the military? I mean, it's not going to be possible. So taking it over through Trump is the best way to go, and through a civic nationalist policy. Totally agreed. And then I had a couple of questions. It's related. Go ahead, George.
It's a matter of the military becoming aware of where it stands racially, and ethnically. If the U.S. military, that's overwhelmingly white, will not become aware of who they are racially and in other terms, there's no way, if they're not become educated about the dangers they're facing, the military and the whole nation of the United States, then there's no way that they can start enforcing such a secessionist action, even under Trump or any other president. People, that's why I'm saying that people have to know about what's happening. What's happening to them?
Definitely. I'm just saying that Trump's civic nationalism is a gateway drug to what you're talking about. It's a gateway to where you're wanting to go.
Yeah, I tend to think so too.
Even civic nationalism would be okay. I mean, take a look at the United States before 1965. It was pretty much okay. Look what happened after 1965. Everything was up for grabs. Socially, in the international field, financially, everything went up for grabs. The United States before 1965 was a healthy nation. What happened? What happened in 1965? Why did the floodgates open? People have to learn about this stuff. It's very, very important stuff. We cannot go around ignoring this historical...
We are about to go to break, but I would like the two of you to join me sometime next week for a full show. So let's try to get that set up. And I'll be back after the break. Hey, gang.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Minutes left, and I'm going to want to go to Timothy from Washington in just a second, but Jeremy or George, would you be available for a further discussion on this, maybe sometime next week?
Yes, I will be available anytime. Just set the day.
Okay, we'll try to get it set up maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday next week.
Sure.
All right, well, thank you all for calling. And next I'll go to Timothy from Washington. Timothy, welcome to the show.
Yes, Dr. Flattery, you always have a good program. Am I coming through okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
So this is what we got to take away from the other day's election. 113 million people voted. Trump's base looks like it was cracked. We did see massive voter fraud. This means that the deep state, given enough time through the media, can brainwash enough people, 50, 60 million people, for the last 2 years and steal an election. And not only that, there was over 30,000 complaints that were filed with the attorney general. But the big thing people need to realize is that Trump's presidency is over. They're going to use this guy now. We have two big things that are coming up, which are a part of the agenda of the deep state. One is we've got an economic worldwide collapse coming. Everybody knows it. We're $247 trillion in debt, bubbles everywhere. And then shortly after the economic collapse, which they're going to drop right on President Trump, we wanted the economic messiah, and the Jewish banker is going to say, there's your economic messiah. How about a Great Depression? And then they're going to use Trump, because he is so well-loved and so many people, that they're going to take us to war, probably with Russia, China, and we got a world war. And that's what we got to look forward to. And I don't really see anything that's going to stop this trajectory. The neocons, the Zionists within the administration have captured Donald Trump. And now they're going to use him. They're not even going to kill him. They're not going to impeach him. They're going to use this guy for war and drop this economic collapse on. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that. But that's the big, big picture. Go ahead.
Well, I certainly think there are people who would like that to happen. I'm not as pessimistic as you. I don't think Donald Trump's presidency is over. We'll see. I don't think he's captured by Zionists, but I do think he has, you know, there's certainly a lot of Zionist presence in his cabinet, in his White House, and even in his family, which is, you know, it's a problem. Really,
well, prove they can steal the election, Doctor. They prove they can steal the election. Now they got two more years to steal the other one. And now investigations in the House.
We'll see. They would have liked to steal the election 2 years ago from Donald Trump, and it didn't work out. And he's got an increased majority in the Senate. I'm not saying there was no voter fraud. It's from my vantage point, it's really hard to ascertain how much voter fraud there was, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was a lot.
Oh, it was massive, coast to coast. It was systemic everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Just alone, the Attorney General got 30,000 calls. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, wow.
But yeah, but still, I certainly don't think it's over, but we'll see. And, you know, regarding economic collapse, there's always that chance. And there was a big collapse in 2008. It could happen again, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, yeah, always great program.
Thank you very much. Okay, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.